A winter edition of the Black Tie and Boardies Ball is being held in Middleton next month. This year, organisers are hoping to raise $20,000 for those experiencing homelessness in the Flurio. Organiser Jennifer Watts joins me to tell us more about it. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, nice to be on the show. Thank you.
Great to have you with us. And I love this concept, Black Tie and Boardies. Tell us more about this. I understand it's your brainchild. What's it all about?
Well, it started a few years ago with the horrendous fires on Kangaroo Island, and I felt very frustrated that I couldn't do anything to help, so wanted to come up with a fundraiser, but wanted to make it a different fundraiser, a bit of fun. And Black Tie and Boardies, although it's worked out, it's much easier for the blokes to do Black Tie and Boardies because they just throw on a crisp white shirt and a fun bow tie and a jacket and their best board shorts and a pair of thongs and come along. The last two we've done in summer, so this one's a bit different in winter, but I think we're still going to see a lot of that. And women, you know, we've had young people wearing, you know, skimpy tops. That's not the case for someone like me. But I'll have a, you know, nice shirt and a pair of board shorts, and as I'll be running all night, I'll have my trainers on as well.
Oh, great. And I suppose seeing as it's winter this time around, you could always wear a wetsuit or something.
It'd be very hard to dance the night away to the Flaming Sambuca wearing a wetsuit, but I'd like to see people try.
Now, one of the points of difference maybe that you might have with some other fundraisers is that you're pouring a lot of energy into making just a really fun event, right?
Well, that's right. I've been to a lot of fundraisers over my time, and some of them you just feel obligated to go, whereas this one I want people to actually want to come, you know, to get a group together, have a lot of fun. It's cheap nights, $50, which gives you a fantastic curry, a sticky date pudding, pizza to start the night with, and as I said, the Flaming Sambucas. And it's just going to be a really fun night. The last two, everybody's left going, gee, that was great. And there's not a lot on the south coast of that kind of thing, so it will be great. But also we have fantastic items that we're going to be live auctioning, and some fabulous raffle prizes have been donated from local artists and traders, and then lots of signed auction items. I mean, we've just had a bottle of Grange, Penfold's Grange, donated to auction off. So there's going to be lots of things like that as well to make it lots of fun.
Yeah, I saw that there's a bronze wombat by a local famous sculptor as well, which sounds pretty beautiful.
Silvio is just such an icon and such a wonderful sculptor, and very generously donated this little bronze wombat. It's just beautiful. I'll be bidding on that one.
Jen Watts is with us from the Middleton Town and Foreshore Association ahead of a July 16 Black Tie and Boardies Ball at the Pioneer Hall. And in the past, you've raised funds for bushfire victims and Flurio cancer support. Tell us about the choice this time to help those experiencing homelessness.
Well, it's such an issue on the South Coast, and I think it's more of a hidden issue because the program that we're supporting actually helps people in early intervention. So it funds someone who can help people who are going to be potentially homeless. They might have lost their jobs, the house might have been sold from under them, a rental property, and this early intervention officer can go in and give them really solid support to stop them becoming homeless. It is with the incredible inflation that we've got happening at the moment, and also properties are much more valuable than they were a few years ago with this COVID. So people are selling them, and therefore renters are getting kicked out. So it's such an important program, and they were short in their budget. The people who fund this and came to me saying, look, is there anything you can help? And I thought, yeah, well, let's do a winter edition of Black Tie and Boardies and try and put $20,000 into their bank account and try and make some really positive, good things happen on the South Coast.
Oh, great. Well, it's looking like you could raise that amount. I mean, you've raised more than $66,000 from the past two balls, and I'm like having a hang-up about saying the word ball right correctly. Anyway, 100% of the proceeds going
well,
to the charity.
Right. Yeah, it's just a huge group of volunteers, and we get everything donated or as much as possible. Like the Adelaide Sikh community are making 250 serves of vegetarian curry, which you know is going to be just outstanding. And the Victor Harbour Men's Shed are making chicken curries. All of the prizes have been donated. We've got a bunch of wines from the region donated that we sell as pouring wine on the night. So, you know, with aiming to get everything donated and then every cent going back as well. So there's no one's paid in this. It's all just a huge group of volunteers putting their hand up and working really hard to make it a fantastic night.
Are you after more donations?
We'd love more donations, especially wine or spirits, things that you can use as raffle prizes. Port, we'd love port. I'm trying to get a barrel donated at the moment. So my dog's about to bark.
The dog agrees.
If people want to get tickets or they want to get in touch with me, the website is middletonsa.com.au. And we're looking for lots of fun prizes, including wine. Port would be great. Anything like that that can be donated, you can get in touch with me via that website, and we'd really appreciate all the help we can get. Or come along, grab a group and come along.
Great. 7 p.m. Saturday, July 16, Middleton Pioneer Hall. An absolute treat to have a chat with you today, Jennifer Watts.
Thanks, Jenny. It's been fabulous. Have a great day.